علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the letter number 54 of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, which is the letter that he wrote to Malik Ashtar, who was the governor of Egypt, who was actually assigned to be the governor of Egypt. And when he was going to Egypt, Imam Ali alayhi salam gave him a letter with very, very beautiful pieces of advice regarding how to manage the affairs and how to govern. And we talked about the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam, in one of the phrases, begins to address the issue of human resources and people that are working under you as a manager. He goes on to say, "And فَاسْتَعْمِلْهُمْ اِخْتِبَارًا فَاسْتَعْمِلْهُمْ اِخْتِبَارًا." That means make use of them and put them into your system, but through examining them first and having a process of checks and balances. That's how you make use of them.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam in the next phrase goes on to say, وَلَا تُوَلِّهِمْ مُحَابَاتًا وَأَثَرَةً. That do not give them authority, or do not accept them under your authority. مُحَابَاتًا وَأَثَرَةً. مُحَابَاتًا means do not accept them to work for you or to be in the system. مُحَابَاتًا, that means out of kindness. You know, sometimes you are the head of a company, or let's say you have a private business, right? And there is someone of your family who doesn't have a job. So out of kindness, you put him inside your system and inside your company. Well, that is okay because this is your private personal job, okay? You can put anyone you want. But sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes you are working for the government. You are a representative of the people. You are working in an institute that is working for the needs and requirements of the general public. In such a situation, you can't just, out of kindness, put someone there inside your company. Let's say you're working even for a government office or whatever. You know, there are many institutes of those kinds, you know. Here, Imam Ali alayhi salam clearly tells him, وَلَا تُوَلِّهِمْ مُحَابَاتًا. out of kindness that, you know, he's my relative or he's my friend, son, or, you know, things like that. You can't do that. Or sometimes, no, it's a sensitive job. Let's say you have a medical institute. Inside you have surgeons, okay? Very, you need advanced surgeons there. And then you have your, for example, your friend's son or your friend himself who is a surgeon, but he's not an expert of that kind. I mean, he has made some mistakes in the past and he doesn't have that integrity. You can't say, okay, because he's my friend, I'll invite him and let him work with him or work with me. If you do that just because out of kindness, then it is a kind of a breach of trust towards the people. So that is one thing. Or sometimes it's maybe that person has done a favor on you. And that's why it's very important that people in power need to be careful who they take favors from. Right? So, because this person has done a favor on me, now I'm returning the favor by accepting him inside the office. This is absolutely wrong. This is incorrect. And one of the problems is that, for example, we have a group of people that voted for me. Let's say you have a friend of yours who really worked hard to vote for you. For example, he gathered, he has a company and he gathered large amounts of people to vote for you. Now you feel, oh my God, now this guy wants to be in the government. But I know he has no managerial skills. I know he is not fit for office. What do I do? This is a test, a very big test. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَلَا تُوَلِّهِمْ مُحَابَةً.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam very beautifully brings this discussion. وَلَا تُوَلِّهِمْ مُحَابَةً. Do not put them inside your government out of kindness, just because of some kind of emotional considerations or because of some kind of reciprocation. No, that doesn't work. You know, they helped vote for me, so now I need to be kind to them. The same can be talked about today in what Israel is doing in America, right? So what if the Israeli lobby is helping you collect votes or giving you money? Does that mean that they need to be given authority in different areas of the government and create problems for the society? Of course not. So sometimes, you know, I mean, we can have different examples in different governments of the world today. Just see and observe. You'll see there are certain lobbies, let's say, so-called lobbies that help you get votes, that give you some money and do things like that. And then how do you react to them? Do you listen to them? Do you put them into your system of governing? Or do you base your governance on integrity, on true principles? How do you govern? That's very important. وَلَا تُوَلِّهِمْ مُحَابَةً. This is a plague and a problem in today's governments. Wherever you go, in whichever, unfortunately, most of the countries, unfortunately, have this problem. And we need to try to find a solution for this. Imam Ali alayhi salam is giving us that solution. That when you want to choose someone, then be careful of who you bring into your systems. Be careful, because this is not your private ownership. A government, a social institute is not your private ownership in a way that you can do whatever you want with and you can keep anyone inside. And then he goes on to say, وَأَثْرَةً. And don't also choose people أَثْرَةً. That means out of your own opinions, just being opinionated about how you choose people. Inshallah, we shall discuss this in the coming session, that what does it mean here when he says that do not choose people just based on your own opinions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آياته. أحبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه